This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now if you've got retirement questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And again, CJ and Malia come to us from Class Financial, their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A nice little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets that week. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can get that free online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Love to get you on the air this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 to get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And guys, how are we doing this morning? Oh, sorry about that, CJ. I didn't have your mic all the way up.
No worries.
So CJ's being unusually quiet this morning.
Is he breathing?
I'm here. I promise.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks, Sean.
It's great to talk with you, Malia. How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. Nice time with the family, and no snow, so we're all still smiling.
Yes, it has been. It's been very, very nice driving in the morning, and I think a lot of us are loving the little extra ease on our morning and afternoon commute. Speaking of changing of the seasons, I mentioned the website earlier. I don't know if I'm the only person that's fascinated by this, but definitely check out KlossFinancial.com. The website there, you can see the new seasonal pictures up at the website. I love seeing how you guys.
You are the only one interested, Sean.
Well, I will say this, folks. You can be the judge. If it's interesting, I'd love to hear from you. If you think, but it is very
pretty
neat.
Cool. Actually, the picture is beautiful.
Very inspiring as well, which I really, really like. And we've got an important conversation, by the way. Speaking of the season, speaking of the holidays, this is the time of year, of course, where we start spending and we start seeing things like charges and debt and those kind of things start to build up. So we're going to talk about some of the issues that could potentially be created and some of the things you want to avoid when it comes to keeping things under control and keeping on course for your retirement and your savings plans. I mentioned the website, KlossFinancial.com, the telephone number, 442-5637. Haven't mentioned yet, one of the coolest things that we do each and every week on this program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and this week is no exception. The folks from Kloss Financial got a $25 gift card and a chance for you to win that to Cabela's. A little bit later on in the program, little tip though, both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week typically come up during the program, so pay close attention to the show. It's great information as well. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and answer as well.
Yeah, so our memories are a little foggy. So it was two weeks ago.
Yes.
So we missed Thanksgiving, but thanks for all of you who listened and called in 2 weeks ago to our question. Question was, is the following statement true or false? A load is a sales charge or commission charged to an investor when buying or redeeming shares in a mutual fund. And Michael from Madison correctly answered that question, so congratulations to him. The answer was true. That is what a load is, a sales charge. So thanks for listening and listen carefully today.
Yep, we'll have another chance to win later on in the program. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about holiday spending. And of course, with Christmas fast approaching and potential gift spending on the horizon, I've got to guess that this could create issues for folks when it comes to savings and saving plans for retirement. And you guys definitely don't want to see that, do you?
No, yeah, we talk quite often on the show about debt and management and budget, and often around the holidays is where we see the lack of discipline or the lack of a budget or the lack of kind of long-term focus come into play. As human beings, we were created in such a way by our creator that we often focus on short-term pleasures or short-term preservations instead of kind of long-term sacrificial decision-making. And in some ways, this can be good for, you know, flight or danger moments. We'll tend to flee danger to preserve our life. But when it comes to planning for the future, this can work against us. So we talk a lot on the show about watching our debt as we get closer to retirement. And in light of this, we need to consider holiday spending so we don't let debt get out of control. So an October forecast from the National Retail Federation, known as the NRF, is a and they're a major retail, holiday retail sales on record in 2021. Now, we don't, this hasn't been officially determined yet, but that's what they're predicting. The increase will likely be due to a combination of increasing incomes. So if you haven't kind of watched us, inflation has gone up, but so have incomes. Record high household wealth has gone up, largely due to the stock market has done fairly well. And then weather patterns, believe it or not, have been mild enough, which is historically tied to an increase in retail spending as well. The holiday sales are expected to increase by 8.5% to 10.5% from $777 billion in 2020 to around $777 million to $859 million. The average U.S. consumer spent about $1,000 on holiday expenses in 2020. And in 2021 is projected to be about 10% higher than this, or about $1,100 per consumer. Now, we're not here to poo-poo the idea of holiday spending. As a matter of fact, Malia and I do this for our own families. However, we want you to be responsible in how you go about doing it. And so in just a little bit, I'm going to start entering into some tips, and Malia will continue on with those tips about ways to make sure you don't overspend during the holiday season. For most individuals and households, that extra, that $1,000 to $1,100 is a huge bite out of your bank account, and it could be a source of stress in the holiday season. If you want to enjoy the holidays without suffering a wave of financial stress, then prioritize planning by setting a reasonable spending budget. Whether you struggle with holiday spending or just looking for ways to better manage your money around the holidays, we're going to offer you some of these tips today.
Talking this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Great opportunity right now. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals, get you on the air at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. And CJ, you mentioned you got some tips. Let's talk about that first one for us.
Yeah, I'll start with number one. So tip number one, give yourself a gift first. So work on increasing your retirement savings. We call this paying yourself first, which will help you build a better retirement future. So often people will meet with Malia and I and they'll say, gosh, I'm not really able to save for retirement. It's just, I want to, but I just can't really. And we say, well, how do you do it? And they go, well, what do you mean? I go, well, how do you try to save for retirement? They say, well, I just, by the end of the month, I don't have anything left. And I go, ah, you're not paying yourself first, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea of this is to say, the things that we prioritize get spent first. And notice that is why the bank for your mortgage drafts out the money. Yes. Because they're going to get paid their money, right? So the question is, given that nobody, you know, kind of has a gun to your head forcing you to put money into retirement, are you going to be disciplined enough to put money in retirement? So pay yourself first. This is tip number one, is don't go out and just spend everything you possibly can. Instead, give yourself the first gift of putting at least 10% of your gross household income into your retirement account. And then you can spend the difference on, you know, holiday spending or anything like that after you've saved for retirement.
Really good tip, really good advice. And we'll get through some more of these fantastic tips and some guidance for this time of year with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Right now is a prime opportunity to get on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Mention the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also an opportunity there to submit a question to be answered in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll be answering a question from Sally this week, but you can also submit your question as well online at klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone numbers to get on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, CJ and Malia come to us from Klaus Financial, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Talking holiday tips when it comes to watching your finances this time of year. It can be tricky because we all love to be very generous. We love to be very giving, but we want to look at the big picture and, of course, make sure we remain on course. Some great tips so far. And we'll continue on with that. So let's talk, Malia, about some other tips for folks that you could suggest for making their holiday gift buying decisions.
Yeah, I know Sean's taking notes of this because yes. He's going to be our perfect holiday spender this year. So first of all, our second tip is give yourself a set amount that you're going to spend. And many times we tell people you could take that amount out in cash. And there's something different that goes on in your head. I know it personally. If I have cash in my pocket and I go buy, you know, a sweater, oh my gosh, it hurts more than if I use my credit card. It's just a different feeling because you feel it, that cash has left you versus this plastic, you know, non-transparent situation that we have with our debit cards and even our credit cards. So if you say, I'm going to spend, let's just say $500 this holiday season, and you actually got cash, I'm not saying everyone should be carrying around lots of cash, but if you actually had the cash and you physically had to buy those presents with your cash, as well as the other items people don't even think about, is you're hosting a party, you're buying Christmas cards, you're mailing gifts, you're having family over. I have four children, and trust me, the holiday food bill last week was a lot higher. And so all of those play into your holiday budget. So it's just amazing how much those hidden costs can add up to. So figure out how much it makes sense for you to spend. Give yourself a hard limit to ensure that you stay under budget. I might add this. You know, we like to do what we call sinking funds for our clients, basically designating a certain account that they're going to use for a future purchase of a car or something like that. And years ago, many people had, and some of my clients still do, what's known as a Christmas club, that they have a little account at their bank that they put money into all year. So at Christmas time, it's not a big shock to the budget because that money's been sitting there every month, just, you know, growing by $50 a month or whatever it is. I would say, let's go retro and each, you know, set up a little Christmas club account, so to speak, so that you have that money just sitting there waiting to spend. So it's kind of old school, but I think it could really help people. Our third tip is do your research on where the best deals are for shopping. Okay. Resist your temptation to spend more than you've allotted. And of course, look for free shipping. I don't know if your item will actually show up on time. I'm having that issue. But go ahead and try to do that sooner than later. Our fourth tip, as I said, was watching out for hidden costs of Christmas with the larger food bills. We also have to remember at this time of year, we start to see our utility bills go up. So you're already spending more in other ways to keep the house warmer. And although we've had a mild start to winter here, there's something to keep in mind. Those bills come in the following month. Our fifth tip is don't charge it. So this is, you know, this is what gets kind of scary. And we've seen people, you know, enjoy their Christmas and dread January because they're like, okay, I know I put that on credit. And it just is a sinking feeling that those bills come due. And what we're seeing is, you know, with the interest rates on credit cards, we're seeing those range from 15 to 25% or more in credit cards. And many times people are lured with a 0% for X amount of months. But why do you think credit card companies do that? Because they know on average, most people don't pay it off within that allotted time frame. And as soon as they don't, here hits the big interest. It's not a good feeling, but I'm seeing more and more of that this year that, you know, for $12 a month, you can buy this or whatever. And at the end of the day, it can come back to bite you severely. I think when people take vacations, those people who have decided we're going to budget for a vacation, we're going to prepay a vacation, and we're going to come back and there's no extra credit card debt sitting on from our vacation. Those people enjoy their vacations a lot more. You will do the same with Christmas if you have provided for yourself in advance. So really take that to heart.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals. If you've got a question for Malia or CJ, I'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Malia, I know there's a lot more, and I know the next one because I got notes in front of me. This is a great option for people.
It is. So tip number six is consider alternatives. So handmade gifts such as crafts or baked goods or even a music playlist. A hobby my husband's decided to get into is actually curing olives.
Really?
And so we've got a lot of pounds of olives sitting at our house. And I'm like, are we going to give those for Christmas gifts? Because, you know, people enjoy something different, something handmade, if they taste good. I don't know. To see if that works out. But, you know, giving gifts to a friend that you've made yourself, arranging a potluck dinner maybe, or just a dessert gathering. And the best thing I heard yesterday, I saw this on Facebook actually, was this wonderful idea from a few years back. You get together with a group of friends, you go out to dinner or lunch or whatever meal, and you each bring $100 bill. And you pay for the meal. So this particular situation, 17 people got together. They brought $1,700. They paid for their meal, like $300. And the extra $1,400, they blessed that to the waitress.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, wow, those kind of ideas bring joy and, you know, a great way to give, not breaking the bank. So keep that in your mind in your giving plans.
That is great stuff. And yeah, you mentioned the olives. That'll be...
you might be getting some, okay? I can't eat them all.
Yes. Your husband's never done that before?
When he was about 12 years old. So there's a lot of relearning he has to do.
Oh, that is very exciting. People love... I'm a fan of that. The uniqueness and the stuff that people like really remember and appreciate long haul are typically those things that are personalized. And whether it's something that's done personally or something that's very unique. And it's a great tips this week, as always, as we talk with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. You can get to know them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information on that website. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also open up the mailbag. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. That website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial, celebrating 45 years in 2021. That is amazing as well. And again, more information all on the website, klossfinancial.com. All the different divisions and ways they can help you, or if you're an employer. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Getting some great tips this morning for keeping kind of our holidays joyous and not having regret in the new year, and really helping yourself and, of course, giving your loved ones some great great stuff for the holidays. And we left off at tip number six, talking about some of the alternatives. What about, I just see the question. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it. What about borrowing from our retirement accounts or savings accounts for Christmas? Is that a good idea?
Oh, such a great idea. Yeah. No. I mean, it's a kind of a leading question. No, please don't do this. And again, I think Melina and I have to be careful because we often will come into these shows with kind of a utopia in mind. And we do understand that life throws us curveballs. And sometimes the holiday season can be a real challenge for a lot of people. Sometimes it's not joyous at all. In other circumstances, it's the only joy they get throughout the year. And so people like us coming on and saying, be responsible, doesn't exactly resonate. So we do kind of empathize with different circumstances you might be in. However, be cautious in that we don't want this season to kind of ruin or hurt your future. So taking money from your retirement accounts for emergencies through maybe a 401k loan or even a premature withdrawal if you got yourself into a bind could make sense at some points, but not for holiday shopping. Please, please, please just remember, if you pull money out of your IRA before 59 and a half, and it's not one of the known exceptions to the rule, then you're going to pay a 10% penalty. So here's some good goals to employ as you move forward. First, identify and prioritize your goals. Try to create alignment between your spending and your savings habits and life goals. We do understand that sometimes it's difficult to think long term because many of us don't consider our immediate financial decisions in relation to, of course, that future. But again, just try to be disciplined. Align your spending with your savings habits and goals. Another one, maintain a budget at every stage of life. Budgeting provides a clear and consistent picture of your cash flow and what's coming in versus what's going out. So surprise, surprise, Malia talked about kind of going back in time for those Christmas savings accounts. And both Malia and I set money aside for the holidays because I want it to be a blessing and not a fear. Right? I don't want to enter the holiday seasons like, oh boy, I don't know how we're going to make this work. Whereas if you've got money set aside in a savings account because you set up a Christmas club account or a sinking fund, it allows you to be generous and to know how much you can afford to spend. So budget, budget, budget. Another one would be evaluate your spending needs versus your wants. So often if you go to a store, and actually this whole concept of like, you know, people enjoying quote unquote shopping is really more of a recent phenomenon because, you know, go back, talk to your grandparents and say to them, hey, did you enjoy shopping like I enjoy shopping? They'll kind of look at you cross-eyed. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because when they grew up, they were more focused on sustenance, right? Especially if they were children of the Great Depression. It was like, I was just happy to have food. And now this idea of like, I enjoy shopping, what that really can often mean is I enjoy irresponsibly spending, right? Because I just see something, I want it, and I go get it. So be careful with your wants versus your needs. Make sure that you are focusing your dollars on the needs first and wants thereafter, and always within the confines of a budget. And then finally, adopt a positive attitude about money. So again, money, if it's managed properly, can create freedom, not restriction. However, if money is not handled properly, it can actually, more of it can create more problems. Dave Ramsey, who I know is, you know, airs on this station as well, is notorious for saying more money just makes you more of what you already are. So if you're an overspender, more money will just make you a larger overspender. If you're super generous, more money will make you even more generous. So be cautious. Money is not the solution, but it can create freedoms if you learn how to manage it appropriately.
Really good guidance. Really good advice, as always, from our friends at Claus Financial, our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Claus Financial all online. The website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. I also mentioned the website. One of the great features as well at clausfinancial.com is an opportunity to submit a question to be answered here on the program. And this week we got a question from Sally for the Money in Motion listener question corner. And Sally writes, I'm retiring next year and will be starting to collect my Social Security benefit. I'm planning on signing up for it soon and need to know if I have to have taxes withheld.
Such a good question, Sally. Often Social Security is one of our top questions. So thank you for submitting this. The answer is that for most people, up to 85% of their Social Security benefit will be taxable. Said in reverse, under current law, 15% of your Social Security income is always tax-free. It could be even more than that, but for most Americans, it's right up close to that 85% number. And therefore, you may want to consider having some taxes withheld. Now, I'm being a little bit vague here in my answer because it actually does depend. I feel like everything in finance depends. If you file as an individual, Sally, so assuming you're unmarried, your Social Security is not taxable at all, only if your total income for the year is below $25,000. 50% of it is taxable, or half of it is taxable, if your income is between $25,000 and $34,000 as an individual. And finally, if your income is higher than that $34,000, anything higher than that, then 85% of your Social Security benefit is taxable. And I've said this before, but it's not that it's taxed at 85%, it's that 85% is deemed as taxable at whatever your federal marginal income tax bracket would be.
Important distinction, yes.
Important distinction. We get the question all the time. So great question. You should probably talk to your accountant or financial advisor, Sally, but hopefully that's helpful.
Really good question, really good answer this week. And don't forget, you can submit a question online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts. Always great information from our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Maybe you missed part of today's program, or you want to get it caught up on some of those previous shows. Again, just head on over to klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2020, how much did the average U.S. consumer spend on holiday expenses? Was it $500 or $1,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer to this week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week will win that $25 gift card to Cabela's. And again, don't forget, that's Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. You have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
See you guys. Holly Frank comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. Money, money, money.